I believe our next question comes from Roger Bartram from Cowes. Roger, what's your question?
How does each party intend to put the NHS back where the public want it to be? How will you achieve this to satisfy public demand?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so your question is, how do each of the candidates intend to put the NHS back to where the public want it to be, and how will you achieve it to satisfy public demand? We're back on our minute apiece, and this time we start with Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Go back to something that David said earlier on, and is quite right in quoting me, no ifs, no buts, and if the Labour Party win, sorry, when the Labour Party win on the 7th, on the 8th of May, the National Health Service will repeal the Health and Social Care Act 2012 immediately. And we'll also restore the Secretary of State's statutory duty to provide the service free at the point of use. Not a lot of people know this, but that was removed under Andrew Lansley's so-called improvements to the National Health Service. And that in itself was an absolute disgrace, because that opened the doors. And I grant you that some privatisation did take place under Tony Blair. And I don't say that I agreed with everything that that government did, far from it. But that was something that Andrew Lansley deliberately wrote into that act, and which will go down. We scrapped the Section 75 regulations to force National Health Services to tender, and we'll invite local authorities to tender. We'll invite external bodies, not necessarily the circles.
Thank you, Stuart.
Everything
that's
else that your minute. Oh,
thank you.
Next to answer the question, Andrew Turner from the Conservatives.
First of all, we will find £8 million over the next next 5 years.
Where are you going to get it?
That is a promise. And the likely origin of that will be the increase in the way work is going on over the whole country. Those things are true, and they are a good way of dealing with the NHS. Secondly, though, we have to have a choice for the consumers about where they live. And thirdly, we've got to go to good providers, whether nationally or locally, and whether it is the NHS or the private sector.
That was Andrew Turner for the Conservatives. Thank you. Ian McKee, UKIP.
Could I just ask Andrew for some clarification on that number, please? He said 8 million. Is that all?
Billion, he said.
Million came out.
I hope you never made these mistakes when you were a commodity trader. I'm glad he's not looking after my money.
Can we move on?
So it's largely a question of funding. Where is the extra money going to come from? We can cut the international aid budget from $13 billion down to $3 billion. We can withdraw from the EU and claw back another $13 billion. We can stop health tourism. And lastly, we can then start to look at areas of red tape, which can also be cut in the NHS, to free up the money so that it is spent on clinical usage.
Ian McKee from UKIP, thank you very much indeed. Ian Stevens, Independent.
Thank you. I think that what we've got to look at is pulling the health and social services, social care together. That way we will stop duplication, we will stop some wastage in both finance and in human resource. But what we need to do is make sure that we get the money. And what I said when I first started tonight was the austerity measures we've got to stand back from, and we've got to look and see how we're going to invest. And where we're going to invest. And health is one of the big ones for me. As I said, health and social care, they go hand in hand. They do go hand in hand. And unfortunately, it's been neglected at times that we're going to pump money into the NHS, but we're not going to worry about the social care side, and we rely on the voluntary sector to pick it up. It's not on. It never should have been that way. What we need is health and social care to come together, the voluntary sector as well. The voluntary sector is every bit as talented and, if you like, professional.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much.
To move on. The next answer to come from David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats.
Well, of course, the main thing to do to make the NHS work properly is to fund it properly. And that's the extra $8 billion that we said that we would put in. And people want to know what the details of where it comes from. Well, that's what I'm looking up on here. So it's on my website for anybody who wants to find out. There's $1.7 billion that we've successfully managed to put into the budget already for the next year. There's another $1 billion in real terms that we will pay for by restricting reliefs on capital gains tax and scrapping the Conservatives' share for rights scheme. And then the rest of it will come from finishing the job of tackling the deficit. And then once we've done that, start to invest the money in our public services. And not as the Conservatives would plan to do, which is to cut even more, even when we've cut the deficit.
OK, David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats. Thank you very much indeed. Roger, just to come back to you, was your question answered?
I'm terribly sorry.
We haven't got to Vix yet. I'm losing count. Yeah. Vix Lowthian for the Green Party.
I have been talking about how we need investment, and if we're comparing figures, the $8 billion from the Liberal Democrats, $12 billion from the Green Party, but I'm not involved in that interest, that sort of competition. Before the break, one of our Conservative councillors approached me, sidled up and said, "It's a beautiful dream." About what I was saying was a beautiful dream. Well, I tell you what, our grandparents, our parents had a beautiful dream, and that was called the NHS. Public services are not a beautiful dream. They're what our society is for. They're what our economy should be servicing. But some people would rather keep our society unequal. We'd rather avoid taxation rather than paying things together. I want to keep the rich rich. I want to blame the poor. So, yes, I would support the NHS. I think it's a vital part of our community. We value it highly, and we need to keep it so.
Thank you very much, candidates.
So Vix Lowthian for the Green Party finishing there. This time it is back to Alan. Do you feel like your question was answered?
Yes, pretty much so. Six politicians. I'd like to pick Andrew up, Andrew Turner. I'm not a consumer when it comes to the NHS, Andrew. I'm a member of the public, and the NHS is a public service. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no need to worry about where the money's coming from. There's plenty of tax evasion to pay for it.
Andrew, did you want to respond to that the point about the consumer?
Well, it's his opinion, it's not mine.
OK. Thank you.
Well, it's a bloody good opinion, if you ask me.
I have to compliment Vix in realising the beginning and the birth of the NHS, which was the birthright of the Labour Party in this country. Nobody should forget that if it wasn't for the Labour Party, you wouldn't have had an NHS in this country. The gentleman's exactly right there. There is plenty of money swilling around that ought to be brought back into the government coffers to pay for the health service and to pay for social care in this country. It's an absolute disgrace that this Conservative government, who only look after the rich friends, by the way, haven't attended to that before now. You may call it silly, Andrew, but that's an absolute truism. It's not silly if you're lying on a hospital bed tonight, believe you me, especially St Mary's.
All right, candidates, I think with an eye on time, if no one wants to jump back in there, we will move on. We're going to take a question from Facebook now, but just to set up the next couple of questions, Kay Smith from Totland, are you here?